that's exactly where I was going with that. I was thinking, I'm trying to work out a deal for a Viking mobile right now, and I just, they keep getting crickets from the rep. So I may do the same thing, but I was going to go a different route. I was going to get a 800 VHF 7500, and then I would get a 6500 in UHF. Because I spent most of my time on UHF. So then I could have one, I could have the UHF radio sitting on one side, and then I could share the VHF 800, because I use both of those much less, you know, than UHF, at least when I'm not working. So, but I was thinking about doing it that way. But you can absolutely mix mix and match and do what you're describing. And that's the way to do it, too. You know, do the VU and then a 6500 for 800. You know, there might be some cost reasons why that would be more effective. I think you can find a 6500 APX easy. But you know, the VHF 800, 7500s are pretty much the most common of them all. So I thought maybe that might be a, you know, might be easier to find one of those and then add a 6500 UHF to it. So if I can't get my Viking, which also does DMR, that's the key. If I can't get my Viking mobile, then I may very well be doing that setup